Welcome, everybody, to Thursday. It is, Chris said, the last day of July. It's almost hard to believe. We're going to roll into August. And then it's back to school. And then the holidays.
Oh, let's not push it here. The holidays.
I have heard of a story yesterday. I was at the fair, talking to a group of kids. Of course, back to school stuff is already, it's been out for weeks now. Back to school stuff comes out after 4th of July.
I read a story that there's some store, Costco, somewhere, has got Halloween crap already out.
Yes, that's what I heard yesterday, too.
Come on!
Halloween candy is out already at some stores.
And you know why, right?
Because we'll eat it long before Halloween runs around.
Of course we will. Let me get a bag of them Butterfinger babies. And then when I'm 25 pounds heavier by the time Halloween rolls around, you know why? Hey, would you like just a little bit of a smile to start your day on Thursday? I posted on our Facebook pages it's not really a parody. It's Ferrell's Happy song. Uh-huh. And someone went to a retirement home and got a bunch of the retiree residents to do a video to Happy. And it's funny.
A lot of people have done videos to Happy.
Sure.
I mean, it's a catchy little tune.
Sure.
And well, it works well. For.
I made I did make the mistake because now that I've heard it.
You can't get rid of it. I know. It's insidious. I'll tell you what.
It is an earworm that will be with me all day long. As I'm out at the fair today, I will be eating whatever fried thing comes on a stick, and I'll be tapping my foot because in my head will be that song. But if you'd like to hear it, if you'd like to get, you know, just infect yourself with it, go to Seth Mueller WSAU or AM 550 WSAU. Click on it. Click on the like button, and there it is. Just a little something to get your day started.
There was a video making the rounds last week of this older gentleman at a wedding. Have you seen that video where he all of a sudden starts dancing to some hip-hop music and really busting a move?
No.
Throws away his cane. I'm not convinced yet it's real because I don't think an elderly gentleman
did
walking
with...
Did he
have two canes?
I think maybe he did.
Yeah, I think I have seen it.
I don't think that a guy walking with two canes could actually bust a move like this guy did.
I don't know. In one of the Star Wars movies, Yoda, who walks with a bad limp and has to have a cane, went up against Count Dooku and kicked his butt.
Yeah, but Yoda had the Force with him, though.
Yeah. That's a good point. Wait a minute. That old man in the video was kind of hunched over and wrinkly and had big ears. So who knows? Who knows? There was something else I wanted to bring up that I can't remember now. Oh, one of the things that caught my attention was an editorial letter that was written to the Wausau Daily Herald about the speed limit on Camp Phillips.
Right.
I have to say, very rarely, these little, you know, these local things, that when you get a letter on, it's usually one or two people, and sometimes it's just, it's like, oh, okay, that's your opinion. But I have to admit, I discovered that road going, I don't know why, uh-huh. But I discovered that that's a shortcut for me.
Yeah.
And I'm cruising along, and it's like 35 miles an hour. It's a four-lane highway.
Yeah. Did you read the explanation of why they can't raise the speed limit to 45? That will get you even more wild.
Let's see here. The 35 mile per hour, therefore the highest speed the road can be posted is for the hill is 35 miles an hour.
Federal money was used for the project.
The Federal and State Department of Transportation, the hill located meets design standards for a 35 mile per hour road.
Yeah.
Because of the grade of the hill.
Right. And the cost of excavating the hill and flattening out that piece of road did not justify the cost just to lower the speed or to raise the speed limit 10 miles an hour.
You know, they may have a point there because if you go over 35 miles an hour and you go down that hill,
see what's over the horizon.
Well, no, you have to raise your hands up in the car like you're going down in a roller coaster. That is the dumbest explanation.
I think most people are complaining about the speed limit going north from Schofield or from Weston, excuse me. Yeah. North on Camp Phillips, that stretch from the school to the bridge there, where it's 35 miles an hour, and it feels like you're not driving at all. Running in place.
It does. It's ridiculous. Anyway, so there it is. We got a bunch of stuff we're going to be talking about today. A lot of things are happening. We will have breaking news when the state Supreme Court decisions are handed down later on in the day. Unfortunately, I did try to get them to make the decision during our program, and they said, we're not getting there early for you.
They usually release their rulings in the 10 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Post them online, put them in the newscast, and, Hey, let's talk about the texting service, because if you want the alert, we'll send out a text alert. Text NEWS to 39327 from King's Campers, WSAU.com. We'll give you the alert when the rulings come down right to your cell phone.
See? Whatever you want. We have it for you.
I stopped drinking, man. Went to some of those meetings that help you stop drinking. What are those called? Court dates? But like I said, I don't miss the alcohol. I think we're all overstimulated as it is. I do. I think that's our big problem. As a society, we're overstimulated. We have vitamins in our water now. We have caramel and chocolate in our coffee. We have cheese in our crust. Cameras in our phones, TVs in our cars. We got Blackberries, iPods, TiVo, PSP, GPS. Thank God your kids have ADD. They're going to need it to get all the
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.